आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम नरेश मागो। द हेडलाइंस। कैंपेनिंग गेन्स मोमेंटम फॉर फर्स्ट फेज ऑफ लोकसभा इलेक्शंस। सीनियर बीजेपी लीडर एंड प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू होल्ड पब्लिक मीटिंग्स इन छत्तीसगढ़'स बस्तर एंड महाराष्ट्र'स चंद्रपुर डिस्ट्रिक्ट्स टुडे। Withdrawal of nominations for second phase of Lok Sabha elections to end this evening. Tri-Service Conference Parivartan Chintan to be chaired by Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan in New Delhi today. IMD forecast light to moderate rainfall over East, Central and Peninsular India for next 4 days. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeat Gujarat Titans by 33 runs in Lucknow. Campaigning is gaining momentum as the polling date for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections is nearing. Top leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows in different parts of the country to garner support for their candidates. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a public meeting in Bastar Division of Chhattisgarh today. Mr. Modi will launch the Lok Sabha election campaign for the BJP in Chhattisgarh by addressing a Vijay Sankalp Shankhanad rally in Amabal village of Bhanpuri area in Bastar division. The Bastar Lok Sabha constituency is going to the polls on April 19 under the first phase of general elections. Mr. Modi will also visit Chandrapur in Maharashtra this evening in support of the BJP candidates running for the Lok Sabha seats in Chandrapur and Gadchiroli. The public meeting at Morwa Airport ground will be attended by senior BJP leaders of the state and leaders of the Mahayuti Alliance in Maharashtra. 5 constituencies in the eastern Vidarbha, including Nagpur, Ramtek, Chandrapur, Gadchiroli, Chimur and Bhandara Gondia will go to poll on the 19th of this month. With the roadshow of senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the election campaign for Lok Sabha polls in Madhya Pradesh has gained momentum. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi is arriving in Madhya Pradesh today. Today is the last day to withdraw nominations for the second phase of polling in Madhya Pradesh. More from our correspondent.
Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi increased political fervor in Mahakosal during a roadshow of about an hour in Jabalpur yesterday. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will campaign in Rewa and Satna on April 11th. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will start his campaign in Madhya Pradesh with public meetings in Sivni and Shahdol today, while senior leader Priyanka Gandhi and other Congress leaders will also visit the state soon. On the other hand, the Election Commission has announced an ex gratia of Rs 15 lakh to 30 lakh on the death of any polling or security personnel deployed on election duty and Rs 7.5 lakh to Rs 15 lakh in case of injury. This amount will be separate from the departmental compensation. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
On the other hand, Trinamool Congress President and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee held a public meeting in Purulia Lok Sabha constituency. She said Trinamool Congress is committed to the development of the state. The withdrawal of nominations for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections is to end this evening. Filing of nominations for the second phase ended on Thursday. In our series covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories during Lok Sabha elections, today we bring a report on Kanyakumari seat, Lok Sabha seat of Tamil Nadu. The total electorate in this constituency is 15,47,378. The Lok Sabha constituency has 6 assembly segments: Kanyakumari, Nagarkoil, Kolachel, Padmanabhapuram, Kiliyur and Vilavankod. The by-election for Vilavankod assembly constituency, which fell vacant due to the resignation of former Congress whip Vijay Dharani, who later joined the BJP, will also be held on the same day. A report from our correspondent.
The contest is between former Union Minister of State Pon Radhakrishnan, sitting MP from Congress Vijay Vasant and Nazareth Bazilian, a former DMK stalwart and a film producer who is now in AIADMK. This Lok Sabha constituency also had a by-election as the ardent congressman Vasant Kumar passed away in 2020 due to COVID. In the by-election held in 2021, his son Vijay Vasant was elected with 52.50% votes against former Union Minister of State Pon Radhakrishnan, who scored 39.92%. Former Chief Minister Minister and Senior Congress Leader K. Kamraj was elected from this constituency twice. Kumari Anandan, the father of former State BJP President and Governor of Telangana and Puducherry Dr. Tamilisai Soundarajan, was also voted to Lok Sabha from Nagarkoil constituency. Kanyakumari, the district is located next to God's own country, Kerala. People living here speak Tamil and Malayalam. Food menus in homes and restaurants are similar to Kerala. Fishing and agriculture are prime occupations in this area. Literacy is more than 95% here. Joy, Akashwani, reporting from Chennai.
The Election Commission of India, ECI, has initiated several innovative and unique campaigns on social media platforms to engage young and urban voters for enhanced participation in the upcoming elections. The poll body, through campaigns like Turning 18 and You Are the One, is employing tailored messaging strategy, incorporating compelling themes, collaboration with popular ECI icons and Gen Z content. The primary objective of ECI's Turning 18 campaign is to galvanize youngsters to participate in the upcoming elections and address critical issues of urban and youth apathy noticed in previous elections. On the other hand, You Are the One campaign aims to recognize and celebrate the invaluable contribution of various stakeholders involved in the electoral process. For the upcoming Lok Sabha elections, there will be polling stations controlled by disabled workers in every constituency. The Central Election Commission has emphasized that there should be polling stations for the disabled in every constituency, and disabled-controlled polling stations will be set up to meet the requirement. The facility of home voting will be available to those voters whose disability rate is more than 40% through postal ballot. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alert.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Parivartan Chintan, a pioneering tri-service conference aimed at generating new and fresh ideas, initiatives and reforms to propel jointness and integration efforts, will be held in New Delhi today. The day-long discussions will be chaired by Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan. It will be the first ever conference of the heads of all tri-services institutions, the Department of Military Affairs, Headquarters Integrated Defence Staff and the three services. Officers from various service brackets, through their diverse understanding and experience, will recommend measures to achieve the desired joint and integrated end state with celerity. Two Indian Navy warships being built in Russia are likely to be commissioned by the end of this year after getting delayed due to the Russia-Ukraine conflict. The first warship would be known as INS Tushil, while the other one would be INS Tamal after commissioning. A team of the Indian Navy, including personnel from the Chief of Material Directorate, had recently visited the shipyard in Russia and inspected the project. The two warships are expected to be commissioned by August and December this year, respectively. The two warships being built in Russia are expected to be the last Indian surface vessels to be built in foreign shipyards, as the Indian Navy's present and future leadership is promoting self-reliance in defence and giving jobs to Indian shipyards and workers. National Council of Educational Research and Training, NCERT, has issued an advisory warning against copyright infringement of its education materials. It said that any individual or entity who publishes the content of NCERT textbooks for commercial use without obtaining copyright permission shall be subject to legal proceedings under the Copyright Act. The educational body further urged the public to refrain from using such textbooks or workbooks, cautioning that their content may be factually incorrect. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, tonight at 9:30, we will bring an insightful discussion on pension options available for general public, Aam Aadmi Ke Liye Uplabdh Pension Vikalp, with Balwant Jain and Sharad Kohli, personal finance experts. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to pose questions to our guests about various pension options for the masses and how to avail them. To participate, simply dial the telephone numbers 011-2342-1050 and 011-2331-4444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards. Alternatively, you can also send your queries via WhatsApp on the number 92890-94044. Stay tuned to Akashvani Gold Channel and additional frequencies for this captivating live broadcast. Additionally, you can access the program on our website newsonair.gov.in and on our YouTube channel News on AIR Official. In international news, in France, three people were killed in an explosion followed by a blaze in an eight-story building in Paris last night. The reason of the blast is not yet clear. An explosion was heard before a fire broke out on the seventh floor of the building. An investigation into the incident has been initiated to look into the cause of the explosion. Following the blast, the occupants of the neighboring buildings were also evacuated. They later returned to their homes. This is the third time in just a few years that an explosion inside a structure has struck the capital, killing multiple people. Back home, the India Meteorological Department has forecast light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorms, hailstorms and gusty winds over east, central and peninsular India for the next 4 days. The IMD said scattered to fairly widespread moderate rainfall with thunderstorms, lightning and winds gusting up to 50 km per hour will occur over Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Marathwada, Vidarbh, Jharkhand, Gangetic West Bengal, Odisha and Maharashtra till the 11th of this month. Hailstorm activity is likely at isolated places over Odisha, Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbh, Chhattisgarh and Marathwada for 2 days. Meanwhile, in Delhi, the weather department has forecast mainly clear sky with strong surface winds today. The maximum temperature in the national capital is likely to hover around 36 degrees Celsius. In Jammu, ahead of the festival of Navratri, Katra and Mata Vaishno Devi Bhavan is decorated with imported flowers. Though the fragrance of the imported flowers will vary slightly from the Indian species, but as per the reports, these flowers, which include gladiolus, carnations and lilium and anthurium orchids, will stay fresh for almost 10 days. They will double up the joy and visual delight of the Bhavan on this special occasion for the visitors. The natural cave of Mata Vaishno Devi is all set to welcome pilgrims with a magnificent view of the gold-plated entrance of the 96-feet-long traditional cave. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Gujarat Titans by 33 runs at Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow last night. Chasing a victory target of 164 runs, Gujarat Titans were all out of 130 in 18.5 overs. Yash Thakur was declared player of the match. Chennai Super Kings will take on Kolkata Knight Riders at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. In tennis, Sumit Nagal became the first Indian to enter the Monte Carlo Masters singles main draw in 42 years, beating Facundo Diaz Acosta of Argentina in a three-setter in the final qualifying round in Monte Carlo yesterday. Nagal, ranked 95th in the world, defeated his world's number 55 rival in a grueling match. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mushtaba.
Thank you, Naresh. Under the headline, BJP's poll outreach, world's leading parties RSVP for Festival of Democracy, Business Standard says that in the first such initiative, the BJP has invited the ruling and opposition parties from around the world to witness the upcoming Lok Sabha elections in India firsthand. Climate change affects citizens' right to life, says Supreme Court, is a headline in Hindustan Times. Kanyadan isn't necessary for solemnization of a marriage under Hindu Marriage Act. Saptapadi, meaning Satphere, is, says Allahabad High Court, reports the Times of India. Kharge's 370 barb shows tukde-tukde mentality of Congress, writes the Tribune, quoting Prime Minister's election speech. The Asian Age says that PDP President Mehbooba Mufti will contest the Lok Sabha polls from the Anantnag Rajouri seat against DPAP President Ghulam Nabi Azad. No Israel embassy is safe, warns Iran, is a headline in The Hindu. And finally, across India, a new generation of warriors is emerging, armed not with swords but with pens and petitions, writes the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Saira. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning gains momentum for first phase of Lok Sabha elections. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold public meetings in Chhattisgarh's Bastar and Maharashtra's Chandrapur districts today. Withdrawal of nominations for second phase of Lok Sabha elections to end this evening. Tri-Service Conference Parivartan Chintan to be chaired by Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan in New Delhi today. IMD forecast light to moderate rainfall over east, central and peninsular India for next 4 days. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeat Gujarat Titans by 33 runs in Lucknow. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.